This is the Sakar Muli of the 4th of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father donates the imperishable jewels of this knowledge to you, which you then continue to donate to others. It is by donating these that you will receive salvation. Question. Which new path does no one but you children know about? Answer. The Father has now shown you the path to return home and to go to heaven. You know that the land of peace is the home of you souls. Heaven is separate from the land of peace. No one but you knows this new path. You say, now renounce the sleep of Kumbhakarna. Open your eyes and become pure. Only when you have become pure can you return home. Song, Awaken, O Brides, Awaken. Om Shanti. God speaks. The Father has explained that neither human beings nor deities should be called God, because they have corporeal forms. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, neither has a subtle form nor a corporeal form. This is why it is said, salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. No human being can have this knowledge. Which knowledge? The knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. No one has this knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul. Therefore, the Father comes and awakens you. O brides, O devotees, wake up. All males and females are devotees. They remember God. All brides remember the one bridegroom. All the lovers, the souls, remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Beloved. All are Sitas. And the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is Rama. Why is the term Rama used? This is now the kingdom of Ravan. In comparison with this, it is said that the other is the kingdom of Rama. Rama is the Father, who is called Ishwar, God, and also Bhagwan, God. His original name is Shiva. The Father now says, wake up. The new age is about to come. The old age is coming to an end. After this Mahabharat war, the golden age will be established and there will be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The old iron age is coming to an end. This is why the Father says, children, renounce the sleep of Kumbhakarna. Now open your eyes. The new world is coming. The new world is called heaven, the golden age. This path is new. No one knows the path to return home or to go to heaven. Heaven is separate from the land of peace, where souls reside. The Father now says, wake up. You have become impure in Ravan's kingdom. At this time, not a single soul can be pure. They cannot be called pure, charitable souls. Although people give donations and perform charity, not a single soul can be called a pure soul. Here in the Iron Age, there are impure souls. In the Golden Age, there are pure souls. This is why they say, O Shiv Baba, come and make us into pure souls. This is an aspect of purity. The Father comes now to donate the imperishable jewels of knowledge to you children. He says, continue to donate these to others, and the eclipse of the five vices will be removed. Donate the five vices, and the eclipse of sorrow will be removed. You will then become pure and go to the land of happiness. Lust is the foremost of the five vices. Renounce that and become pure. People themselves say, O purifier, purify us. Those who indulge in vice are called impure. This play of happiness and sorrow only applies to Bharat. The Father comes in Bharat and enters an ordinary body and then tells us the biography of this one. All of you are Brahmins, children of Prajapita Brahma. He shows you all the methods to become pure. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris must not indulge in vice. You only have this one birth as Brahmins. You take 20 births in the deity clans and 63 births in the merchant and Shudra clans. This final birth is in the Brahmin clan, during which you become pure. The Father says, become pure by having remembrance of the Father and burn your sins away with the power of yoga. Become pure in this one birth. No one in the golden age is impure. By becoming pure in this final birth, you will stay pure for 21 births. You were pure and have now become impure. You call out because you are impure. Who made you impure? The devilish instructions of Ravan. No one except I myself can liberate you children from sorrow and the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone has been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. I have to come to make you sit on the pyre of this knowledge. I have to pour the water of this knowledge. All of you have to be granted salvation. Those who study well are the ones who experience salvation. All the others go to the land of peace. There are only deities in the golden age. They are the ones who have received salvation. All others receive liberation. 5,000 years ago, there was the kingdom of deities. It isn't a question of hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says, sweetest children, remember me, the Father. The word Manman above is very well known. God speaks. No bodily being should be called God. Souls shed bodies and take others. Sometimes they are female ones and sometimes male ones. God doesn't enter this play of birth and death. This is fixed according to the drama. One birth cannot be the same as the next. This birth of yours will repeat again. Each act and feature of yours will be the same again. This drama is eternally predestined. It never changes. Sri Krishna will receive an identical body to the one he had before in the golden age. That soul is now here. You know that you will become like that again. The features of Lakshmi and Narayan that are portrayed in the picture are not accurate. but they will be created like that again. Anyone new would not understand these aspects. Only when you explain to everyone very clearly will they understand the cycle of 84 births and also understand that the name, form and features, etc., are definitely different in every birth. These features are of this one's final 84th birth. This is why Narayan is portrayed with similar features. Otherwise, people wouldn't be able to understand. You children understand that Mama and Baba are the ones who become Lakshmi and Narayan. The five elements here are not pure. All of these bodies are impure. Bodies in the golden age are pure. Sri Krishna is known as the most beautiful one. He has natural beauty. People abroad may be fair, but they cannot be called deities. There are no divine virtues. The Father sits here and explains so clearly. You earn such an elevated income by studying this most elevated study. There were countless diamonds, jewels, and wealth there. The palaces there were embedded with diamonds and jewels. All of that has disappeared. You become so wealthy. You are earning an unlimited income for 21 births, but this does require a great deal of effort. Become soul conscious. I am a soul. I now have to shed this old body and return home. The Father has now come to take you back with him. I, a soul, have now completed 84 births, and I have to remember the Father and become pure once again. Otherwise, there will be punishment, because this is now the time of settlement before you return home. All souls have to settle their karmic accounts. On the path of devotion, people sacrifice themselves at Kashi, but none of them receives liberation by doing that. That is the path of devotion, whereas this path is of this knowledge. Here there is no question of committing suicide. That is suicide. Nevertheless, because of their deep desire for liberation, their accounts of sin are settled. They then begin again. People now no longer have the courage to sacrifice themselves at Kashi. However, no one can receive liberation or liberation in life by doing that. No one but the Father can grant liberation or liberation in life. Souls are continuing to come down, so how can souls return home? The Father is the one who comes and grants salvation to all and takes them back home. There are very few human beings in the Golden Age. Souls are never destroyed. Souls are imperishable. Bodies are perishable. People in the Golden Age have long lifespans. There is no question of sorrow. Souls shed their bodies and take their next ones. There is the example of snakes. Shedding the body is not called dying. There is no question of sorrow in that. Each one understands that the time has come for him to shed that body and take his next one. You children instill the habit of remaining detached from your bodies here. I am a soul. I now have to return home, and I will then go to the new world. I will take a new skin. Practice this. You souls understand that you take 84 bodies. However, people speak of 8.4 million species. They say of the Father that he is in the pebbles and stones, in countless things. That is called defamation of religion. The intellects of human beings have changed from clean to degraded. The Father is now making your intellects clean. They are made clean by your having remembrance. The Father says, the new age is now about to come. The sign of that is this Mahabharat war. This war is the same one that took place with missiles, through which all the many religions were destroyed and the one religion established. Therefore God must surely be there too. How could Sri Krishna have come here? Is Sri Krishna the ocean of knowledge, or is it the incorporeal one? Sri Krishna will not even have this knowledge. This knowledge disappears. Your images too are created on the path of devotion. You become worshippers from being worthy of worship. Your celestial degrees decrease, and your lifespans also decrease, because you become bogies, indulge in sensual pleasures. There, they are all yogis. This doesn't mean that they have yoga in remembrance of someone. They are pure there anyway. Sri Krishna is also called Yogeshwar, Lord of Yoga. At this time, the Sri Krishna soul has yoga with the Father. The Sri Krishna soul is Yogeshwar at this time. He wouldn't be called Yogeshwar in the Golden Age. There he is called a prince. By the end, your stage should have become such that you only have remembrance of the one Father alone and no one's body. All of your attachment to bodies and the old world should end. Sannyasis live in this old world, but they end their attachment to their households. They believe that the Brahma element is God, and they have yoga with that. They call themselves Brahma Gyani and Tattva Gyani, knowledge of Brahma and the element of light. They believe that they will merge into the Brahma element. The Father says, all of that is wrong. I am the one who is right. I am the one called the truth. The Father says that your pilgrimage of remembrance has to be very firm. This knowledge is very easy, but it does take effort to become soul conscious. The Father says, you mustn't remember anyone's body. That remembrance is of an evil spirit. It is worship of an evil spirit. I am bodiless. You have to remember me. Even whilst seeing them with your eyes, keep remembering the Father with your intellect. Follow the Father's directions and become liberated from any punishment by Dharamraj. If you become pure, there will be no punishment. The destination is very high. It is very easy to create subjects, but within that, it is also explained to you as to who will become wealthy subjects and who will become poor subjects. At the end, your intellects should only remain in yoga with the Father and the home. When actors finish acting their parts in a play, their intellects go to their homes. This is an unlimited aspect. There they earn limited incomes. Here your incomes are unlimited. Good actors earn very good incomes. Therefore the Father says, whilst living at home with your families, let your intellects be linked in yoga up there. Human beings are lovers of one another. Here, all of you are lovers of the one beloved. Everyone remembers him. He is the wonderful traveller. He comes at this time to liberate everyone from sorrow and grant them salvation. He is called the true beloved. People fall in love with one another's bodies. It is not a question of vice, but it is called the yoga of body consciousness. It is remembrance of evil spirits. To remember human beings means to remember the five evil spirits, which are elements of matter. The Father says, forget the five elements and remember me. This does take effort. You also need divine virtues. To take revenge on someone is also a devilish trait. In the Golden Age, there is only the one religion. There is no question of taking revenge on anyone. That is the undivided deity religion. No one but Father Shiva can establish it. The deities who reside in the subtle region are called angels. You are now Brahmins and you later become angels. You will return home and then go down into the new world and become human beings with divine virtues, which means that you will become deities. You are now changing from Shudras into Brahmins. If you do not become the children of Prajapita Brahma, how would you claim the inheritance? This Mama and Prajapita Brahma later become Lakshmi and Narayan. Jains tell you that their Jain religion is the oldest of all, but it is really Adidev Brahma who is called Mahavir. It is Brahma, but a Jain monk came and gave the name Mahavir. All of you are now Mahavirs, great warriors. You are conquering Maya. You are all becoming courageous. You are the true Mahavirs. You are also called Shiv Shaktis. You ride lions. Maharatis ride elephants. Even then, the Father says, the destination is very high. You have to remember the one Father so that your sins can be absolved. There is no other way. You rule the world with the power of yoga. This soul says, I now have to return home. This world is old. This renunciation is unlimited. Whilst living at home with your families, remain pure. Then, by understanding this cycle, you will become the rulers of the globe. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. in order to be saved from being punished by Dharamraj, don't remember anyone's body. Whilst seeing everything with your physical eyes, only remember the One Father. Practice becoming bodiless. Become pure. 2. Show everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. Now that the play is ending, you have to return home. By having this consciousness, you can accumulate an unlimited income. Blessing. May you become greatly fortunate by creating your fortune for the whole cycle, by making a deal of a second. You have received the blessing at the time of this confluence of making as much fortune as you want and how you want, because the Father, the bestower of fortune, has put the key of you making your fortune in your own hands. Even the last one can go fast and come first. For this, in the expansion of doing service, simply practice putting your stage into its essence in a second. The moment you receive the direction to become a master seed in a second, it should not take you any time. By making this deal of a second, you can create your fortune for the whole cycle. Slogan: make the atmosphere powerful with your double service, and the elements of matter will become your servants. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. The branches of many trees have now become one sandalwood tree. People say 2 to 4 women cannot live together, whereas you women are now instruments to establish unity in the world. It is you women who are instruments to bring about unity in diversity. While coming from different countries, having different languages and different cultures, you have brought about unity amongst diversity. Om Shanti.